Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I am Farm Director Shauna Olson. Monsanto is reminding farmers to follow label requirements when applying herbicides. Michael Clements reports.
With weed control season upon us, proper application of herbicide technology should be top of mind, says Monsanto's Ryan Rector, Technical Development Manager for dicamba.
We want to remind everyone making applications of Xtendimax herbicide with vapor grip technology or any other labeled dicamba formulations over Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans and the Xtendflex cotton to use correct nozzles. Monitor that wind speed and know what crops are planted around the field being sprayed. Applications should only be made when that wind speed measured at the boom height is between 3 and 10 miles per hour, and the ground speed should not exceed 15 miles per hour when making these applications. So these and other of the application requirements are important to adhere to for optimal weed management and reducing chances for off-target movement of any herbicide.
Rector says dicamba application should be made only between sunrise and sunset, and applicators should try and avoid spraying during temperature inversion situations. This year, Monsanto launched the Roundup Ready Extend spray app to help farmers and applicators maintain records and monitor weather conditions to find the optimal spraying time.
So the weather forecast tool helps farmers and applicators plan their applications by being field level, location specific, hourly forecasts of temperature, relative humidity, wind speed and direction, and inversion risk. The inversion risk forecast shows the probability in percent of an inversion occurring at a specific location. So it's a really nice spray app that provides a number of key features or assets that our customers can utilize to make the best recommendation or best application possible.
When growers suspect neighboring crops may be susceptible to dicamba herbicides, he explains the precautions needed in order to be able to make an application.
The labels require a 110-foot downwind buffer to be maintained from the field edge that is adjacent to a field planted to susceptible crops. A 220-foot buffer is required if a rate greater than 22 ounces of product is to be used. However, we really recommend only 22 ounces to be used when applying Xtendimax herbicide with vapor grip technology.
For more information, including list of approved tank mix partners and nozzles, visit RoundupReadyExtend.com. Michael Clements reporting.
Merck Animal Health and Tyson Foods are providing funding to Texas A&M University's College of Agriculture and Life Sciences Poultry Science Department to build a new research facility. Meat industry publication Meeting Place reports that the two companies have provided a $500,000 gift for the laboratory where scientists will focus on solving intestinal health issues in poultry. A university spokesperson says the gift will help serve the need for research and evaluation to increase bird health and welfare. Dr. Stover, Vice Chancellor for the Agriculture and Life Sciences Department at the university, says the laboratory will facilitate scientific discovery with direct industry application and support for student education. The university noted the U.S. consumers spend roughly $85 billion a year on poultry. The Ag Central Radio Network invites you to join us inside agriculture on our 7-station network. 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, 98.3 in Carrington, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, KKAA 1560 in Aberdeen, and 103.1 HD3 in Valley City. Stick around, much more inside agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.